President Obama proposes to speed up construction of a heavy icebreaker by 2 years. He wants the new ship to be polar ready by the year 2020. Obama also said he plans on working with Congress to plan for an expanded fleet of icebreakers. The U.S. Coast Guard has 2 icebreakers in working condition. Russia has about 40. Canada, Finland, and Sweden each have 6 or more. The congressional delegations of Alaska and Washington State have long called for more icebreakers. Senator Lisa Murkowski's office says Obama's announcement is less a plan than an acknowledgement that the needs must be addressed. One of the Coast Guard's 2 working icebreakers is currently at 87.5 degrees north latitude. It's a few days away from the North Pole on a science mission. Chief Scientist David Kadko with Florida International University says the ice has been thinner than anticipated. That's allowed the Healy to burn less fuel breaking through the ice, and it's made the work of the 51 scientists on board smoother. German and Canadian icebreakers are also cruising the Arctic for science this summer.
It's quite historic. 3 icebreakers from 3 different countries working together and collaboratively.
The 3 ships are working to get a baseline of conditions throughout the Arctic Ocean. They want that snapshot of the Arctic before the expected increase in shipping and resource extraction brings more pollution to the top of the world. Climate change is the main theme of the president's highly publicized 3-day tour of Alaska. The president has not taken any questions from the press, and he is not expected to do so while he's here. The White House press office said on Tuesday that Obama will increase ongoing efforts to chart navigation routes through the Aleutians and Bering Sea and more closely monitor sea level and sea ice in the Chukchi and Beaufort Seas. In Unalaska, I'm John Ryan.